In this bulletin, 8 new cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales, Australia's new online abuse laws described as a world first, and in sport, Australian Open tennis organisers announce a COVID-safe plan for spectators. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New South Wales has recorded 8 new cases of COVID-19, with almost 42,000 tests conducted. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says all but one of the new cases is linked to the Northern Beaches cluster at Avalon.
7 are directly linked to the Avalon cluster. The one, or the 8th case, is the one that was referred to yesterday, which was a direct contact of that person who worked in transporting people to hotel quarantine. So 7 directly linked to the Avalon cluster, and the 8th case is the one that was already mentioned yesterday.
There's been a slight easing of restrictions for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Residents in Greater Sydney will be able to have 10 people in their home, as well as children aged under 12. Different rules will apply in different parts of the Northern Beaches. The northern part of the district will remain in lockdown, but people will be able to host 5 people from their local area on those dates over Christmas. Victoria has recorded 1 new case of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine, with no further locally acquired cases. There are 10 active cases in quarantine or self-isolation. Almost 23,000 COVID-19 tests were conducted. Testing Commander Jerome Wymar warns not to underestimate outbreaks, regardless of which state they're in.
We have to get on top of this virus. We cannot let it disrupt and to reverse the hard-fought gains that we've worked so hard on over many, many months this year. We've got literally thousands of people working across testing stations, across Sydney, across Victoria, across New South Wales. We've got people working in the pathology labs. We've got police standing on the borders. Everybody's doing their bit. All we need people to do is to be sensible and follow that advice.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called on the federal government to speed up the COVID-19 vaccine delivery timeline. He says if the Pfizer vaccine is approved by the regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, there's no need to wait until March to commence the rollout.
That makes no sense. If the approval is made in January, it should be rolled out in January as a matter of urgency. And also, there's only been provision made for 10 million doses. Quite clearly, we're going to need more than that. And so we need more vaccines more quickly.
The federal government is proposing social media reform, describing it as a world-first adult cyber abuse scheme. Social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram and Twitter could face fines of more than $500,000 if they fail to remove serious abusive material within 24 hours. The proposed legislation would give the eSafety Commissioner power to remove harmful abuse when platforms fail to act on a legitimate complaint. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says the draft bill would boost existing protections for both adults and children.
Our eSafety Commissioner has been a world-leading measure to help keep Australians safe online. Now, there'll be a higher standard. This is to really complement the work the police already do, and this is focused on the needs of people who have been the victims of cyber abuse. So it's a very quick and effective way to get the material down. The takedown can be quite prompt.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed legislation granting lifetime immunity to former Russian presidents. The bill gives former presidents and their families immunity from prosecution for crimes committed during their lifetime. It also gives them exemption from questioning by police, searches or arrests. Australian Open tennis organisers have announced a 3-zone COVID-safe plan for spectators. The Melbourne Park precinct will be divided into 3 zones, each including one of the 3 major arenas, Rod Laver, Margaret Court and John Cain Arena. Former Australian tennis player Todd Woodbridge explains.
Well, it's going to be a different looking Open, and that's fairly obvious. So we're used to capacity crowds, 800,000 there last year. You will be watching that court, and then you'll be able to go out into portions. You won't be, it won't be as much sort of mingling as there has been before, but there's opportunities for you to see your main show court that you purchase, and then also some of those outside courts.
The arenas will be at 25% capacity. However, that could increase, subject to Victorian government health advice. Well, now the weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, a shower or two, 20. Hobart, a possible shower, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, similar conditions, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, a possible shower, 35. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.